Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming Thursday, July 22nd, broadcast live from the Superior Livestock Auction Studios in Hudson Oaks, Texas. It'll be seen on SLA TV. That's Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The Superior Sunrise, 7:30 a.m., and the video auction itself starts 8 a.m. Central Time on the 22nd. 27,415 head will be offered, 3,400 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 4,700 weaned calves, and over 13,000 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com, or you can preview the video on a specific lot as well. For more information, contact Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, the cattle complex was under some pressure due to higher grain prices yesterday. Along with that was the lack of any cash activity that would solidly indicate prices for the week. There were a few cattle traded at steady money with last week, but packers seemed to be resisting feedlot asking prices. Lighter weights indicate feedlots are current with marketing. However, this is not concerning packers due to them already having some purchased ahead, allowing them to be less aggressive with buying. Meanwhile, hogs were the beneficiaries of strong cash yesterday, as packers were not shy about purchasing hogs at higher prices. The National Direct afternoon report showed prices up $3.60. The opposite was true for cutouts, which showed a decline of $1.51. Technically, futures are in a positive position with October through February contracts making new highs for the recent move. If the pattern of the recent past is followed, packers will likely remain somewhat aggressive today in order to procure the needed supplies. September Kansas City wheat's trading up 6 cents early today, near its highest price in a couple of months, but not having a strong argument to trade above $7. One of the benefits of a mostly dry forecast in the latter half of July is that it helps the winter wheat harvest wrap up. In this case, the soft red wheat harvest should make good progress this week after several weeks of dodging rain. December corn's trading up 3 cents early today, ignoring more bearish news for the biofuels industry. Late yesterday, Reuters reported the White House will further delay the release of renewable fuel standard proposals due to political concerns, according to unnamed sources. DTN also reported a group of bipartisan U.S. senators introducing a bill to repeal the national mandate for corn-based ethanol. November soybeans trading down 5 cents early today, getting some bearish drag from lower early trading in November canola and December soybean oil. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, August live cattle down 47 cents yesterday, 119.77. October down 40, 124.70. August feeder cattle down $1.85, 155.52. September down $1.27, 157.77. August hogs up 52 cents at 105 even. Kansas City wheat, September up 8 cents, 660 and a quarter. December up 8 and a quarter yesterday, 671 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, September up 2 and 3 quarters, $7 and a half penny. December's up 2 and a half, 708 and 3 quarters. September corn up 15 and 3 quarters at 571 and 3 quarters. December is up 13 and a half, 565 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 15 and a half cents, 1443 and a half penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.